Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. Abundant blessings to you in the wonderful, matchless name of the Lord. Praise God. And I just want to ask the Lord to do something really special in your life on this broadcast. I just want you to experience the presence of God and walking in the Spirit in a way you never have before. You know, we need to be continually reminded about God's Word. And Philippians 4 and 6 encompasses the concept of faith in action, making our supplications known to God with thanksgiving. And we know, according to Psalm 16, that in God's presence, in His presence, there is fullness of joy. Now, how can we get into His presence? Well, Psalm 104 says we get into His realm, or His land, if you will, His presence, by thanksgiving. Enter His gates with thanksgiving. It's a vitally important part of our Spirit-filled experience. As we begin to be truly thankful for all of His bountiful benefits, something amazing happens. We begin to be transformed. We start to see things from a different perspective, and we, as it were, step out of our own natural thinking, and we begin to see the whole plan of God, how He views things in our lives. Beloved, would you like greater spiritual discernment? And would you desire a greater understanding of His ways to be deepened and sharpened? Well, if you do, it all begins with a thankful heart. He'll be able to show you a spiritual connection between what's going on in your life with the kingdom of God. That prayer that Jesus prayed as our example, the Our Father, we call it that. Let your kingdom come. Let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. That means to come into agreement with the will of the Father. Do you see how exciting this is? Being thankful is not about performing some spiritual duty, but to get His opinion, His thoughts on things, and to help you understand your life in relationship to Him, to help you understand what He's doing. But you have to come with thanksgiving. You can't come before the Lord if you're complaining. And I mean, He wants you to pour out your heart before Him, to be yourself. But to walk in the Spirit, we need a thankful, grateful heart. 1 Thessalonians 5:18 says that the will of the Lord is, in everything, give thanks. So, beloved, whatever you're facing today, whatever your troubles that are surrounding you, whatever trial you're going through, that's part of everything. In everything, give thanks. And to be biblically thankful is to recognize God's goodness in adversity as well as in the good times. Anyone can be grateful and thankful in the good times, but it's when things aren't so good. We are confronted continually with choices in life. We can be critical or we can be thankful. If we choose criticism, beloved, now that'll take you down a path of bitterness that will end up defiling others. Hear what Hebrews, the 12th chapter, verse 15 says. Looking diligently, lest any man fail of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness spring up, trouble you, and thereby many be defiled. living a lifestyle of thanksgiving means bringing significance and meaning to even the worst, the most distressing season in our lives. Beloved, this will help get you through problems, for you'll be in His presence. The Word of God says in Psalm 22 and 3, "But thou art holy, O thou that inhabitest the praises of Israel." Every bad thing becomes a good thing because, what does Romans 8 and 28 say? All things work together for our good. Every opposition is accomplishing a godly purpose in your life. For those are the only kind of purposes God deals with, those for your benefit and for the purpose of your transformation into the very image of Christ. Being thankful doesn't mean that you dismiss the pain or you just forget the wrong or don't even recognize it, but it helps you to exercise a spiritual principle. Remember, everything in your life will pass away except what you learned of God's truths. Think about that for a moment. When we die, we brought nothing into the world. Job said we'll take nothing out. But when we go on into the presence of the Lord in heaven, we won't take any material possessions with us, but what we will take are God's truths on into eternity. So, beloved, we need to start learning them now well. The principle of overcoming will never be a reality in our lives until we've mastered the principle of thanksgiving. We're called according to His purpose, which is what? To bless the Lord as well as bless others. And in so doing, we inherit a blessing. All things will work out if you're doing what you're called to do, which is to bless. Dear one, I want you just to be in a state of thanksgiving, in a state of expectation, and so that you can come out of your life's natural circumstances into His spiritual realm in the Spirit with thanksgiving, which is God's way of doing things, and His ways work, praise God. So to walk in the Spirit, thanksgiving is a very important part of it. You know, in Galatians 5:16, it says, "This I say, walk then in the Spirit, that you shall not fulfill the lusts of the flesh." And there's a remedy which we've just heard that's found in the Word that tells us how we can avoid the lusts of the flesh. That is to walk in the Spirit. And wouldn't it be wonderful to walk in the Spirit all the time? Well, the Word says it's possible, so we can have that. The Greek word for walk is peripatio, which is often translated to live or to stroll or to take a leisurely walk in one general vicinity. Someone taking a stroll is not anxious or frustrated, fighting to do something or get somewhere, but is rather unhurried, relaxed, restful, peaceful, and calm. And that's a really good description of what it is to like to walk in the Spirit. The stress and anxieties of life are removed, and that person moves into a realm where he can stroll along with continual rest, peace, and calmness. Before you and I came to Jesus, beloved, Paul says that we walked in the lusts of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of our flesh. Now, those desires are not the reflections of one's intentions or wills. The flesh truly has a mind of its own, but if we walk in the Spirit, our flesh will not complete or fulfill or reach its goal. Because of the various words used in this verse, one could actually translate Galatians 5:16 this way: make the path of the Spirit the place where you habitually live and walk. Become so comfortable in this spiritual path that you learn to leisurely and peacefully stroll along in that realm. Living your life in the spirit realm is the best way to guarantee that you will not allow the yearnings of your flesh to creep out and fulfill themselves. Beloved, don't you want that? Well, that's our goal. That's our high calling, to to mature. Isn't that right? Unto a perfect man, as Ephesians 4:13 says, unto a perfect man under the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Praise God. Well, let's just, as I draw toward the conclusion of this broadcast, let's just take a moment to pray. Father, I thank you, Lord, for your goodness, and I thank you, Lord, for giving us all a grateful heart. What shall we render unto the Lord for all of his benefits? David said, I will take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. And Lord, we call upon you today. And thank you, Lord, that you are helping everyone who's reaching out into faith, in faith right now to you, Lord, that you will impart such a rest and a strength that they will be enabled by the Spirit of God to walk in the Spirit and not fulfill the lusts of the flesh. Father, I declare and decree this in Jesus' wonderful name. My beloved, does not my word promise that I would give you the desires of your heart as you delight yourself in me? I know your desire to live in a higher realm, and as you purpose in your heart to make the way of the Lord a place where you continually abide, my Holy Spirit shall enable you to walk in victory. My Spirit produces life, and it shall bring life to your mortal body, as well as life to your hopes and desires. This walk, to those who diligently seek it, is a path of wisdom. And as my word declares, her ways are ways of pleasantness, and all her paths are peace, says the Lord. Praise God. Lord, thank you for that word. Well, as I bring this broadcast to a close, I invite you to write. I'd like to share just a portion of a letter from a sister writing in Kansas City, Missouri. Thank you for your encouraging words from the Lord in your recent letters, always so relevant, and I always enjoy and rejoice with you in the news of what God is doing for UCM, and pray for you personally, delighted to join with you in prayer. Praise God. I thank God for the UCM partners the Lord has given me, how faithful, how precious they are before the Lord and in my heart. I invite you to write. The announcer will give you our contact information. I love you, and until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.
Oh, behold.